Mira and Harper Audio present Everything She Feared by Rick Mafina. Performed by Jennifer Jill Araya. This book is for Barbara. Each of us bears his own hell. Virgil, Aeneid. 1. Near North Bend, Washington. 17-year-old Anna Shaw didn't want to die. Adrenaline surged through every nerve ending, her fingers digging into the tree branch jutting from the cliffside. This was a nightmare. It couldn't be real. But it is real. Anna had been atop the cliff, taking in the breathtaking panoramic view of the river, forests, and mountains. Then, in a heartbeat, she was falling. Falling some 20 feet, crashing into the big, twisting branch sticking from the cliff face, catching herself, seizing it, struggling to hang on as it bent, now threatening to give way. Gasping, she looked in horror 100 feet straight down to the rocks at the banks of the rushing river below. Wind gusted up, nudging her dangling legs. As she hung on for life, the branch cracked. Her body jolted. Oh, God! Anna glanced up at 9-year-old Katie Harmon, looking down at her from the clifftop. Katie, get help! Transfixed, Katie stared in wide-eyed silence. Anna strained to move along the weakening branch closer to the cliff face to find a hold on the craggy rocks. But pulling herself caused the branch to bob and shake, crackling more under her weight. Her hands landed on short branch spikes, like protruding nails piercing her palms with electrifying pain. Suddenly the branch split, and Anna jounced a few feet lower, clawing, clinging onto the fibrous remains. Katie! She shrieked. Oh, God! Anna looked up. Katie was gone. The branch cracked again. Run! Every part of Katie's brain screamed at her to run. She flew along the trail, twisting, turning through the dense woods, hoping to catch up to the others who had continued moving ahead. Anna's fall had happened in a terrible instant. So real and so frightening. And no one else knows. No one was with us to see. Katie willed herself to run fast, faster than she'd ever run in her life. She felt like she was moving in slow motion, but she blazed along the trail, coming to the clearing where her group from the Sunny Days Youth Center was setting up. Katie glimpsed the joyful calm. Nearly 30 kids and a sprinkling of adults supervising the day trip from the city, oblivious to the horror now on the cliff they'd all just passed. The boys were moving picnic tables together. Others tossed a frisbee. The girls were opening backpacks, tearing into snacks and drinks while others took pictures. It all stopped when Katie screeched, "Help!" Heads turned, smiles melted. The frisbee crashed.
What's up, Katie?
Said Jackson, one of the supervisors.
Anna fell!
Katie's chest heaved. She was gasping for air.
Taking a selfie! Fell off the cliff! Hanging onto a tree!
It took a moment for Jackson and the others to absorb the alarm and snap to attention.
We'll need ropes,
he said, glancing at the other supervisors, Adam and Connie, who'd grabbed a canvas bag, unzipped it, and yanked out tent ropes. They turned to Katie, who'd already fled back on the trail, her sobbing echoing in her wake.
Everyone stay here, Connie said, starting to run with the two men as she called to another adult with the group. Dakota, keep everyone here.
The supervisors struggled to keep up with Katie, all of them racing back on the trail to the area of the cliff. Two backpacks on the ground marked the point where it happened. Katie stood there horrified when she looked down.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?